Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord that we're able to be together again. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I started a message entitled Becoming as Little Children, and we're looking at that statement that Jesus made in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 3, where he said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Mark 10 and 15 says, a parallel passage, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And so, as we looked at these two scriptures, what we see I wanted to share 10 characteristics of a good child as the word depicts an ideal child. Of course, you know, much of what we see in children today is not ideal. There's a lot of hurt and sorrow and a lot of terrible things in terms of the way this present world system is at. I mean, parents, well, it's a different day than when I grew up. But at any rate, saving faith is the way that brings us, just as a little child, into the kingdom of God. And then there is a conversion process, the Lord spoke to Peter in the 22nd chapter of Luke. He said, "After you're converted, strengthen the brethren." And that means that Greek word means to twist or to turn quite around. And so, as we, by faith, as a child, receive the message of the gospel, then there's a conversion process in which we're to become childlike. And so, what else does the word have to say? What does it mean to be childlike, as opposed to childish, which is a sign of instability and folly? Well, the second thing I'd like to share with you is a desire for spiritual growth and hunger for the Word. This is something that is typical of every good and healthy child. A child is naturally hungry. For example, you know, like a young boy, my goodness, they're like bottomless pits. They have tremendous appetites. Why? Because they're growing. They're hungry. And we also should have that desire. We also should have a hunger for the things of God, and also a desire to grow. If we ever get to the place in our Christian walk where we're satisfied, you know, you've walked with the Lord for decades, and well, you know the Word of God, you spend time every day reading the Word of God, you go to church, you're serving the God to the best of your ability. But if we lose that desire for spiritual growth, guess what? We're not moving ahead. There's no such thing as static in the kingdom of God. You either are moving forward or you're moving backward. And what's that? That's backsliding. And that was one of the things the Lord rebuked in the book of Revelation. He was speaking against lukewarmness, which comes when we lose that fervency of desire for spiritual growth. So let's look at what 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 2 says. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Verse 3, "If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Praise God. And that He is. So there should be a desire for growth and a fervor, a hunger for the things of God. What's another example of a characteristic, if you will, of being childlike? Well, to be teachable. A child basically has much to learn. they learn very basic, simple motor skills, how to walk, how to brush their teeth, simple things in terms of their own care, how to feed themselves. And then there is a gradual learning of things, how to become an adult, basically, which stretches over that whole period of childhood, how to think. That's why they go to school and, learn logical processes to be able to become an independent and productive person. And so being teachable is part of being a child. Proverbs 3:1 says, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." A child's mind is very impressionable. There are no preconceived notions. They're like a blank slate. And that's why someone who has the calling to become a teacher, what a tremendous and powerful privilege that is, plus what a tremendous responsibility, because they're forming a child's mind sometimes for their entire life. People are they function their entire life by the way they were formed in their childhood, the way they think. And we know that many totalitarian states, they especially want to work with the children. That's what Hitler did. You know, he got the children together so that they could, receive his program for the world. And so as an adult, it's important we have that childlike trait of being teachable, that just because we've walked with the Lord for many years, we all have generally fairly strong opinions and sometimes pretty strong egos. And, bless God, nothing's going to change me. Well, that's not the right attitude to have. We need to be willing to be taught of the Lord and also to hear from others, because God does speak through others. Sometimes we have, God allows us to go forward in the light of the revelation that we do presently possess. But He's constantly wanting to expand us, to cause us to grow. And so if we just are sort of mentally satisfied and think, well, I'm packed up, ready to go as far as going with the Lord, then we're going to miss out on a lot. We won't be spiritually mature, and we're not really spiritually mature until we become spiritual parents, where we're able to replicate the discipleship process from bringing an individual from a newborn babe into a child, into a young adult, and then into becoming a spiritual parent. That's what basically it means to go into all the world and make disciples of all men, to spread that good news. That is, and also to have meaningful relationships with others so there can be that mentoring and discipleship process. So, there's saving faith, there's a desire for spiritual growth and a hunger for the Word, there's an importance of being teachable, and then also, what's another characteristic of a child? Well, again, I went to the Word of God to find out these answers, if you will, and that is unquestioning obedience. It does not require explanation or embellishment. Now, I can remember from my own childhood, and I'm sure every parent has had said something to their child, and they say, "Why?" Well, if we're a good child, we are willing to do whatever our parents say without question. Why? Because we understand that they love us, and they want the very best for us. And the same is true in terms of our Heavenly Father. Here are some examples from the Word. In Genesis 28:7, Jacob obeyed his parents to take a wife from his mother's brethren and went to Padan Aram. And then in Genesis 47:30, as Jacob was dying, he made a request to be buried in the place with his fathers. And they honored that desire of his. It was fulfilled in Joshua 24:32, and he was buried in Shechem in a parcel of ground that Jacob had bought. And in Proverbs 28:7, the Word says, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son." So there's, as we obey unquestioningly, without rebellion, without murmuring, that is a characteristic of being a good child. Point number five, submission. And by submission, That means recognizing godly authority. First of all, being submissive to God. That's the important thing. And then also, God has placed those over us that we are to be in submission and obedience to. In Hebrews 12:9, the word says, "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily, for a few days, chastened us after their own pleasure. But he," speaking of our Father, Heavenly Father, "for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." And so we need to have a submission to our Father. You know, it speaks in these verses I've just shared that there is a reverence that we gave our natural father, natural parents, and that was the result of external pressure or discipline that they could impose upon us. Whereas our subjection to the Father of spirits, our Heavenly Father, is something that we make an internal choice that we want to do that. He sometimes will chasten us if we're not listening to Him. For example, if we will judge ourselves, if we will examine our hearts and see if there be any wicked way in us, then we will not be judged. We save the Lord from judging us because He loves us if we will judge our own actions and our behavior as well as our motivation. And so it's important that we will recognize that God has wanted us to be submissive to Him as a good child. All these are characteristics of what it means to become as a little child. Then also, of course, there's submission to discipline, that scripture I just shared in Hebrews, but also Proverbs 29:17 says, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul." So there's a willingness to submit to discipline, something we don't see a lot today in today's world, but I won't go off on that as far as young people. Another point I'd like to share, the seventh point, is to trust. Remember that old song, "Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." Praise God. Well, my time has just flown away, and we're going to have to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to having you with me tomorrow at this same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.